Time for my Thursday morning conversation. As promised, we're talking about Girl Scouts, Girl Scouting, and Camp Birch Trails, which is right here in our own backyard. And Bethany McAnally, am I saying that right?
Yep, you got it.
Thank you for being here this morning, Bethany. First of all, Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes is the region we're in that serves our area, and it's a pretty big region.
Yes, we serve most of Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, so 58 total counties.
Okay, and Camp Birch Trails. I wasn't a Boy Scout. I was in something called the Lutheran Pioneers, kind of the same thing for kids at parochial school. But we had summer camp. Our schools had summer camp, so I'm familiar with the concept of summer camp. But as far as scouting and summer camp, I think I'm going to learn some things that I didn't know before. So first of all, tell us about the event we're going to talk about first, then we'll get some more background.
Yeah, so this Sunday, May 5th, from 2 to 5 p.m., we're having an open house, and it's really for everybody. We're just trying to get families outdoors, spread some awareness about the camp and the Girl Scout program. So we'll have lots of activities, and it's a drop-in format, and there'll be raffle prizes, and really just want to show people the property and show what we have to offer there.
We were talking a little bit before we turn on the microphones. You feel that there's not a lot of people in the area here, even though this is in our own backyard, that people don't even know about Camp Birch Trails in Irma. And I'll be honest with you, I was right at the front of that list. I had no idea this was so close or even that it existed at all. So why do you think that is?
Well, it is a Girl Scout camp, and we don't have a lot of Girl Scout members in Tomahawk anymore.
Why is that?
You know, I'm not sure. We've had a declining membership throughout the state.
Okay. So in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. In general, we had a declining membership. But also, I don't think, unless you went to Camp Birch Trails as a kid or you go in the summer, you wouldn't know about it. Because we really only market to Girl Scouts, even though it's available for everybody for rentals.
So anybody with a group, even a family, you can
absolutely.
Really? So what does it take to, first of all, let's get the layout of the land. What's it like out there at the camp?
So we have a bunch of different living units. Not all of them are open for rentals year round, but we have one large lodge that's got two big bunk rooms. There's a private lake. We also have a yurt unit that you can rent all year round. Big play field. We have archery, axe throwing, slingshots, boating, swimming, all that stuff.
So anybody that just wants to experience nature and have a little fun can rent out at least a yurt or a cabin at Camp Birch Trails.
Yeah.
Wow. Had no idea. It's a Girl Scout camp. Anybody can use it. We're going to get the word out on this, and we're going to have to figure out a way to keep the word out, because that's the other thing. You got to keep the word out there about Camp Birch Trails. So as far as this upcoming summer season, you say that there's even some year-round activities and rentals available, right?
Yeah. So obviously, while we're doing summer camp, it's not available for rentals. We use it for summer camp.
Yep.
But anytime on the weekends or even during the week, if it's not already booked out, anybody can book it through us.
So how long is Girl Scout camp?
This summer we're doing 6 weeks of campers, and there's 4 or 5 weekend programs throughout the summer as well.
Okay, so anything around those dates, it's available for anybody that wants to just get away out in the woods?
Correct.
Okay. You mentioned yurts are cool.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get a couple can rent out a yurt and just hang out for the weekend.
Yep.
A family. And so when the families and the people that rent these units, do they get to take advantage of all the amenities that are there as well?
Yes, they do. It depends on the time of year as well, if they have access to that, obviously. Because once it gets cold, we put all the boats away in the shed, and then you don't have access to it. But
of course. Is it a motorized boat lake, or is it just kayaking and a rowboat and that kind of thing?
Just kayaking, canoeing, rowboats.
So real peace and quiet, a real way to escape.
Yep.
As far as Camp Birch Trails, let's talk about the Girl Scouts especially. When they get to scout camp, what's it like these days? What are some of the things that kids get involved in at summer camp these days?
We have different programs that they sign up for based on their age and based on their interests. We have stuff all the way from 5 and 6 year olds who will stay in our big lodge because it's pretty nice. So they'll stay in there as like their first sleepaway experience, and they'll do arts and crafts. They'll get an introduction to some boating. They'll get an introduction to swimming in the lake, and different safety things that go along with that. They'll always do outdoor cooking over a fire, which is great. And then we kind of let them pick and choose of those general things what they want to do more of throughout the week.
One of my fondest experiences back in summer, I was a kid camper, and I was a counselor as a high schooler too, and I just loved summer camp. I loved everything about it. A counselor, that made it even just more fun. So I guess I'm familiar with a lot of the regular activities that go on at summer camp, but One of the other things is the memories that kids make. I have so many memories from Camp Bird up in Crivets from when I was a kid. They're with me to this day. That must be one of the best parts. Are you one of the leaders of these kids too?
Yeah. Okay. So I have been going to Camp Birch Trail since I was like six, maybe.
Okay.
And then I became a program aide and then a camp assistant and then a counselor. And then after I did a year as a counselor, I actually joined the military and did a tour there. And then I had to come back when I was done with the military. So I had to come back and I became a wilderness trip leader. And now I'm the wilderness trip director. And this past year, I actually started a full-time position with the council as well.
Huh. So it gets in you when you're a kid and you just love it. That never leaves you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, interesting story. I guess the point was when we went to Camp Bird, those of us who were used to being up north and cottages and swimming in the lake and all that kind of stuff, it was just a way to get away from the parents. You're just doing all that stuff with your friends and other kids. But when kids come from like downstate or a place where they're not used to being in the woods so much, the experience just becomes even bigger and broader for those kids. And I think the interaction of those kids with the kids that are more used to it, I think that's one of the other best parts of camping. You're bringing that mix of kids together.
Yeah, absolutely. I have made friends for life at Camp Birch Trails.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, too, friends for life. So let's talk about the event itself. It's coming up on Sunday. This Sunday, it's an open house from 2 until 5. So there's that three-hour window that you can go. What are people going to see when they get to the open house on Sunday?
So we have our main parking lot, and then so you'll park there. We'll have somebody checking people in and handing out maps. And it's all going to pretty much start at our dining hall. We'll have tours of the camp going from the dining hall. We'll also have the program that I run, the Adventures on the Go program, which is basically camp running out of a trailer.
Okay.
And we'll have tours of the trailer as well for that. We have raffles. Everybody who attends gets one free raffle ticket, and then they can purchase more if they'd like. We'll also have the canoes and the kayaks out at the waterfront, and we have lifeguards there to make sure everything's safe, so anybody can come down, drop in, try that for a little while. And we'll have s'mores around our beach campfire, which will be pretty great as well. We'll also set up some play field games in case, you know, there's a lot of people there and you maybe just want to hang outside. And then we'll have a kids' archery range set up as well.
A lot of times with camp, a first-time kid is away from home. And I think this would be a great way for parents that think that their kids might want to get involved in something like this in the summertime, to have mom and dad there at their first experience like this open house.
Mm-hmm.
That will eliminate a lot of the fears and the apprehensions that these kids have about going away for the first time. Was that ever part of the planning of this? Just to make it really okay?
Yes, absolutely. So we sent an invite to everybody's parents who is registered for this summer already. We do still have openings for our sleepaway camp this summer. So if you do want to come check out the camp and you love it, you can still sign your kid up for camp. We do still have openings for weekend programs.
Okay.
So that's a great way too.
And that's whether they're in Girl Scouting or not.
Correct. So
okay.
when you sign up for camp, you'll pay like the little extra fee to join Girl Scouts. So
okay.
You will get a Girl Scout membership from going to camp, but it is open to anybody.
You mentioned Adventures on the Go. That's you're the program manager for Adventures on the Go. Is that where, let me just see, you're going to take camp to kids that can't get to camp?
Correct, yeah. So I do 1 to 2 hour programs in hometowns. I did one in the fall here at the school with all the Tomahawk Girl Scouts. We did archery. And we did paddleboarding and archery as a recruiting event last fall as well at Sarah Park. So.
I know my scouting experience. I was voted Pioneer of the Year a couple times, and that was a big deal. I mean, as a 7th, 8th grader, 9th grader, being the Pioneer of the Year, that was a big deal. But it told me something. People actually saw me as a leader type, and I've tried to carry that with me all throughout my adult years, too. And so the lessons kids learn at these camps and in scouting in general, they really are lifelong, and your story is fantastic as well, the way you've come full circle here from summer camp. Can't encourage this enough for parents to get their kids involved in this thing. I just can't understand. I had no idea there was such a decline in scouting in general going on, and I just don't know what that's all about. People can't find the time anymore or what?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of different factors that are going into it. I think probably one of the biggest ones is that we're seeing a different family model, kind of. A lot of people have two working parents, and
right.
We don't have as many volunteers who have the time to get trained, and that was really the reason for the invention of my program. I hold all those certifications so that the leaders don't have to get them and they can still have these fun outdoor activities.
What about retired people? People especially recently retired, the younger end of the retirement spectrum. Those people are oftentimes looking for things to do. Many of them come from a position where they've been leading other people of one way or the other, whether it's schools or in business or whatever. Are there opportunities for people to get involved volunteering with Girl Scouting?
Yeah, absolutely. My mom, who lives in town, is actually, she's a retired volunteer for the Girl Scouts too, which is great. But you can go on to the Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes .org, GSNWGL.org, and there's a button right at the top that says volunteer, and it'll direct you through all of that stuff if you'd like to get involved.
If you could send a message to parents who would like to see their kids expand their horizons, take part in a summer camp kind of a setting, any advice you give to parents to start talking to their kids about that? Because not every kid is going to want to do this, but they should at least be aware of it, that it's there for them, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would just start with, you know, hey, what things are you interested in doing this summer? And I bet you we do it at camp in some way, shape, or form.
Really?
Camp is really, we put a lot of emphasis on girl planning, and it's really what they want to do.
And those skills will then go forward from there, and they'll use that in school as they get older, and then in business and their jobs as they get older. These really are life lessons.
Yeah, absolutely. I credit my backpacking trips that I went on with Camp Birch Trails as the reason I made it through Officer Candidate School
in
the Marines. Yep, absolutely.
Wow. You're a Marine.
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we're talking Camp Birch Trails. I kept saying Birch Rock. I'm from up north, and I knew there was a reason that Birch Rock was in my mind, but Camp Birch Trails is right here in our backyard here in Lincoln County in Irma. Sounds like a beautiful, how would you describe the campus out there? What would you, besides, are they old cabins, new cabins, a little bit of mix of each, or what?
We have a mix of each. It is considered a rustic camp.
Okay.
We have yurts, like I said. We have our big lodge, which is the nicest building, and then we have some brand new cabins that don't have electricity that are over by the waterfront, which you guys will absolutely be able to see if you come on Sunday, and then we do also have a unit of platform tents, which we use for our older kids.
What's a dining hall like?
It's a pretty old building.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a pretty old building. I love it,
yeah.
But I'm slightly biased. It looks like an old cabin, really, a big cabin.
Like an old log camp kind of thing, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's another one of my memories. The mess hall at Camp Bird, they had these big silver milk machines, stainless steel milk machines, and you pull a handle and the coldest milk you've ever had came out of there. That, you know, I'm 60 years old and I still remember the milk machine at Camp Bird. So these really are lifetime memories that are made at Camp Birch Trails. Again, the open house this Sunday, 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock. It's an absolutely free thing. People can drop in and drop out, look around for as long as they want, and leave whenever they're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Anything else to tell us about this, Bethany?
Well, I hope to see everybody there.
Yeah, and what's the best way to get to Camp Birch Trails in Irma?
Okay, so you're going to go south on 51, and then you're going to turn on to J, right in Irma, right by where the ice cream shop used to be.
East or west? That'd be east, if it's by the old ice cream shop.
Yep,
that'd
go
be
past
east.
The ice cream shop.
Okay.
There you go. I'm glad you know.
Up the big hill?
Up the big hill, and then you turn on to JJ.
Okay.
Until you get to Olivati Lake Road.
Okay. And then there's probably some signage out there and stuff.
There is a small sign, but honestly, if you put it into your navigation, it'll come up.
It'll find it right away. Mm-hmm. Speaking of technology, is there a website people can kind of look at and get familiar first?
Yeah. So our main website, like I mentioned, is gsnwgl.org. Otherwise, if you Google Girl Scouts Adventures on the Go, it's the first, my webpage is the first one that comes up. We're actually the first program in the country of its kind. So,
Tony Schumacher says the weather's going to be about as perfect as it can be this time of the year on Sunday. A really nice sunny day, middle 60s. Going to be a great day to be out of camp.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. We're very excited.
Bethany McAnally, a Marine who is now with Camp Birch Trails. It seems like her life has really been one big circle starting at camp, and she's there right now. So, Bethany, thank you very much for sharing your story. Thanks for telling the folks about this. I hope it's packed out there on Sunday.
I hope so, too.
Good deal. Bethany, thanks for being here this morning. Come back anytime, okay?
Thank you.